You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has outlined how Australia will make sure it is the first choice for Pacific nations on security, culture and the economy. He wants Australia to focus more on the Pacific in the areas of strategic outlook, foreign policy and personal connections at the highest levels of government.
This is not just our region or our neighbourhood. This is our home. It's where Australia can make the biggest difference in world affairs. A strong, stable region keeps us more secure and enables our economies to grow and for our peoples to prosper. While we have natural advantages in terms of history, proximity and shared values, Australia cannot take its influence in the Southwest Pacific for granted.
China has increasingly moved into the region with loans for infrastructure, but Mr. Morrison wants Australia to be the first port of call for Pacific nations, announcing the creation of an Australian infrastructure financing facility for the Pacific to develop energy, communications and transport projects. He says the funding initiative will significantly boost Australia's support for infrastructure development in Pacific countries and Timor-Leste. A further $1 billion will go to Australia's Export Financing Agency, EFIC, to support Australian businesses active in the Pacific.
Open markets are crucial to our mutual prosperity. These are our beliefs. These are our values. They're shared in the Pacific, and we stand with those who share our beliefs and values. It's my genuine ambition to work on infrastructure to be a bipartisan endeavour, as indeed should our wider engagement be in the Pacific. This is something I hope we can achieve together in our national interests and that of our neighbours.
But aid groups are warning the fund must not add to the Pacific's problems. Oxfam Australia says it welcomes some aspects of the funding, but says the funds shouldn't come at the cost to other vulnerable communities around the world who rely on humanitarian assistance in the form of Australian aid. Helen Zoki, the CEO of Oxfam, also questions the wisdom of providing more loans to struggling Pacific nations.
That we need to think carefully about facilities such as infrastructure loans for countries that have the challenge of actually dealing with national debt, and the actual model of working with the Pacific countries should be very much around capacity building, recognition that climate change is a major challenge, and trying to rebuild the resilience of those countries to actually deal with these issues, not just around infrastructure.
The Pacific Investment Package comes as researchers from the Australian National University warn working visa changes announced by the government earlier this week will stunt the growth of a separate scheme to bring in Pacific Island workers. The changes will benefit backpackers, allowing them to stay for up to 3 years, provided they work on farms. The Pacific program has been growing fast, but remains relatively small, with only 8,500 workers coming to Australia in the last financial year, although the government expects 14,000 to come in 2018 to 2019. Deputy Director at ANU's Development Policy Centre, Matthew Dornan, says the expansion of the working backpacker visa will see more growers and labour hire companies choose backpackers over Pacific workers.
That's going to lead to a big increase in the number of backpackers working on farms, and that they're going to act as substitutes for Pacific Islanders under the seasonal worker program. So I think on balance, we're probably going to see, if not a decline, at the very least, much slower growth in the seasonal worker program than we would have seen in the absence of these changes to the backpacker visa.
The government's Pacific package also includes more Australian Navy vessels being deployed to the Pacific for training and exercises, and more invitations to annual meetings being extended to Pacific Defence, Police and Border Security Chiefs. Commercial TV networks will also be encouraged to make more Australian TV programming and sport available in Pacific countries. Australia's diplomatic network is already larger than any other country in the Pacific, but is to be expanded with posts to open in Palau, the Marshall Islands, French Polynesia, Niue and the Cook Islands. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.